Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, I'm so glad to be coming away again this morning. So I have some beautiful things to share with you, which I believe will really help you to live a wonderful life. So I'm talking about vitalize your mortal bodies. And I want us to read from Exodus chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 26. This is God talking to the children of Israel. You know, there were so many people who came out of Egypt. The Israelites who came out of Egypt were so many. There were more than 3 million. There were a lot of them. And God said to them in verse 26 of Exodus chapter 15, He says, If thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and would do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, he says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Now, the word put on in the actual Hebrew reads this way, I will not permit any of the diseases upon thee, which I permitted upon the Egyptians. It's not that God brought it upon them, but God permitted it. He allowed it to happen. Then he says, For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I bring you healing. He brings you healing. Thank God we have obeyed. We have obeyed in Christ. Because we have believed in Christ, we have obeyed. And therefore, we are entitled to this particular thing in Christ. The fact that healing belongs to us. Now, when you read in Psalm 105, verse 37, the Bible talks about the Israelites and how God brought them forth. He says, He brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Not even one person. There was no old person who was sick. There was no young person who was sick. All of them were strong. This is, there was not one feeble person among their tribes. They were all well. They were all walking in health. They were all healed whenever there was any problem of sickness. Hallelujah. Because we were found the company of the Israelites. We were found as children of God. Hallelujah. Now when you read in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, when Jesus came, Robert said something so marvelous about him. Jesus came healing the sick. You see, when you read Acts 10, it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So healing is a promise. Healing is something that God has decided to do for you in your life. I mean, as a born-again believer, healing belongs to you. You don't need to beg God for healing. The Bible says that by his stripes you were healed. Jesus' stripes brings you healing. Because of his stripes, because of the stripes at his back, you are healed. So if there's any sickness in your body today, I'm going to pray for you today for you to be healed. Whether it's a cancer, whether it's a tumor, whether it's fever, whatever it is, whether it's blind sight, deaf ears, whatever it is, you're going to be healed because it belongs to you. If the Israelites were healed, then how much more you, who is now the seed of Abraham? Healing also belongs to you. Hallelujah. Now, when you read in Romans chapter 8, let me read from verse 10. It's so nice. He says, And if Christ be in you, though the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And it says, But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, that is verse 11, dwell in you. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and he does dwell in you. Okay, if you are born again, this is a past tense in your life. It says, If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Of course, the spirit of God dwells in you. The Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You see, when you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? Then he says, You are not of your own. You are bought at a price. Then he says, Therefore, honor God with your body and with your spirit. Meaning that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. So this particular portion of the Bible which says, But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, is fulfilled in your life because you are born again. Then he says, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Other versions say, shall also vitalize your mortal bodies. You see, that means he shall give life to your mortal body. So if your body has had any form of death in it, in the form of sickness or disease, there's no more disease, there's no more sickness for you. Because Christ lives in you, and the spirit of Christ lives in you. And because the spirit of Christ lives in you, he says he shall give life. He shall vitalize your mortal body. Receive healing right now. Father, I pray for everyone listening to this particular broadcast. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for healing for every one of them. Thank you that blind eyes are open. Thank you that deaf ears pop open in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that lungs that are not functioning function well. Thank you that hearts are beating right. Thank you, Father. I cut out cancers and tumors right now by the power of the Holy Spirit in a name that every single thing responds to. Thank you that those crippled legs, that arthritis becomes healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see a woman with a throat condition. God is telling me to tell you that your throat is healed. You can talk freely. You can eat freely without any problems. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Until then, keep living that vitalized life because the Christ life is in you and the Holy Spirit is in you to give you life in your mortal body. Bye-bye.